we know that they have, over a period of time now, consistently failed to meet key target deadlines on certain things, and that that has resulted in them now having no spare time within the timetable to allow for anything else to go wrong. And we believe that in reality they would be advised to consider very seriously possibly delaying the election by 9 or 10 days to ensure that they can overcome these logistical and operational problems.
Can you give us a brief description of those logistical problems?
One is the ballot papers that have been printed abroad. Because the NEC failed to deliver the artwork to the printers in time, it means that obviously those ballot papers are now going to be late into the country. The NEC has continually, over the last few weeks, changed the numbers of polling centres and polling stations that it said it was going to have. This means that certain equipment was ordered in kit form early on. It now needs to be repacked and resorted to reflect the current number of polling centres and polling stations. Ballot papers equally need to be sorted and then packed in accordance with those new polling centre and polling station numbers. We understand there are still in certain states they haven't completed the final voters list yet. And of course, every time they change the number of polling centres and polling stations, that means there has to be a change in the voters list, in the sense of having to reorder the voters list to reflect the new polling centres. And those things all take time. And there are other issues as well. We believe it would be very prudent of the NEC to take a nice early decision now to delay the election by about 9 or 10 days so that they've got the opportunity to overcome those problems and to ensure a much smoother election process on the polling days.
How feasible is that, in your view, that the National Elections Commission can make such a decision? Do you believe it's really possible?
Well, the National Election Commission is supposed to be an independent body, and if it decides that for operational and logistical reasons it needs to have a delay, it should be allowed to take that decision. And the state authorities, both in North Sudan and South Sudan, should respect the independence of the Election Commission and the decisions that it takes in respect of the election date.
On another matter, the Carter Center says it was concerned about the ability of candidates to campaign freely and their use of state media. What are your concerns there?
One concern is that under the campaign regulations, parties are supposed to give 72 hours notice of meetings that they're holding in their own party buildings or property. That's fine, giving notice. The real problem comes when it comes to rallies or marches or meetings held in public areas. There, the requirement is to give 72 hours notice and to be granted a permit. It's perfectly in order for the authorities to demand notification. That's a normal practice in any democracy in the interests of public safety and public order, because it allows the authorities and the security forces and the police force time to manage the process so that everyone is kept safe. The idea that one has to get a permit does not chime in with a proper democratic process. We're also concerned that one instance already where a particular presidential candidate's pre-recorded broadcast was disallowed because the committee that overviews these things felt that he was being too critical of the incumbent president.
What's been going right with the Sudanese election process?
There is a good number of some 16,000 candidates that are contesting for the 1,841 parliamentary and executive seats. Generally, so far, apart from one or two isolated incidents, the first month of the campaigning has been relatively peaceful. We have concerns about the lack of voter education. A good half of the population have never voted before. It's quite a complex polling procedure. Voters have to vote on 8 different ballot papers in the north of the country and 12 different ballot papers in the south of the country. There may well be some confusion in the voters' minds as to how they exercise their democratic rights. That may well slow up the whole process and entail the NEC possibly having to consider going for a 4th day of polling rather than just the 3 days of polling.